joined by head coach Heather Hall up at Princeton High School. The Lady Tigers, they started strong. Albany and Schuyler County, a couple of wins. And Maysville and South Harrison got Princeton last week. We're going to kind of leave Maysville in the rearview mirror. We talked about that last Wednesday with Coach Hall. Game last night rained out, and I don't know how it looks for tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning looks like rain, and tomorrow night's not sure. But as Coach Hall knows as well as I do, if it rains in Princeton, it's hard to get that particular field, Gerald Gentry, dry enough to play. So crossing your fingers, I'm sure, for that Milan game on Thursday night.
Yes, we are. We just went and looked, and it's pretty wet. Honestly, since they redid that field a few years ago, it can hold a lot of water. But once it hits its max, then there's no turning back after that. So we are just hoping that, you know, the weather might hold off and we'll be able to get tomorrow's game in.
So as it pertains to, we talk about this every year, it feels like. You know, you have a nice team and you're looking to get some momentum. And it feels like you go to Bethany about every other year and you stub your toe. And it happened again last week.
That seems like a pretty good statement there. That's what's happened the last few years. We were not in our normal lineup. We were missing our starting shortstop and had some people in different positions. And I think that there was just some discomfort out of some of the girls and where they were playing. And we didn't help ourselves on defense. We ended up with 5 errors and only gave up 4 earned runs of their 8 runs. So we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there a little bit, but it is what it is, and we just got to use it as a learning experience and be able to come back tougher whenever that is that we're able to get on the field.
Yeah, that's what you tell the girls at this point, too, that every time you hit the field, you want to win. If that doesn't happen, you can't let one loss turn into two, and you got to find a way to learn from that loss.
Absolutely, and we talked about some things after the game, and I think we had a really good just team chat all together, and identified some ways that we can all improve as a group and just the intensity and the fire that we could bring. And so I think that hopefully our next game, like I said, whenever that might be, whenever we can get our next game in, that we'll be able to bring some of that to the table and show what we've got.
South Harrison, I think clearly, and you know, Maysville got the better of them last time, but Maysville's getting the better of everybody right now. But that is a much better program. I haven't seen them play in person, Coach, but you have. How much has South Harrison improved this year?
They have improved a lot. They've got a freshman pitcher who does a really good job for them. I think they actually start a few freshmen. And I would say probably their strongest part of their game is their offense. They had 9 hits off of Lauren and good hard hits to the outfield. It says something when your first baseman only gets 3 or 4 balls in the entire game, and that's put out to assist everything. So, I mean, they were peppering it all over the outfield. And so they're definitely a good, strong offensive team.
And you got a lot of young people, 9th and 10th graders, that play on your team, Coach. They got to be familiar with South Harrison because they probably played against that group of girls for the last 5-6 years going back.
Yeah, they have. And a good number of girls from both towns play on a summer league team together. So they're very familiar with one another. And that just adds another layer whenever we go and play them because they are so familiar with each other.
I'm interested to find out, you know, you got Trenton sitting there at 0-2, and that's a very, yeah, but Trenton's not used to be an 0-2 in conference play. You're supposed to play him last night, and obviously you're going to wait for a makeup date for that one. But when you do play Trenton, are you looking at that team as dangerous, Coach, because, you know, they're just trying to put some pieces together with a young team and gaining confidence? Where you look at him and say, we better get him now because once they get things figured out, that offense are going to be dangerous.
Well, you know, I don't ever want to take any opponent for granted, regardless of their record or what their season is looking like. So, yeah, I think any team that we play on any given night is dangerous, and Trenton is no different from that. We know that they're maybe not the team that they've been in past years, but they've still got some really solid players on their team. Macy Moore, who doesn't know about Macy Moore in this part of the state, she's a huge offensive threat. So, I mean, they're definitely players that we got to look out for, and I don't think that their 0-2 record is really indicative of the kind of team that they have the potential to be.
I'd agree with that. And you know, Milan has, and I know they haven't had kind of that conference breakout game that Coach Dodson is looking for, but when you can put Katie Pauley in the center circle, and they have some pretty decent young talent around some of their returning talent. they're kind of in the same boat where once they kind of put things together in a conference game, I think they could be one of those teams that they just need that boost of confidence moving forward. Obviously, they're on your schedule tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Katie Pauley, everybody knows, is a good pitcher, and she's a good hitter. You got to get on her early, I think, is the secret to beating her. I think she gets better a little bit as the game goes on. So if you can jump on her early, I think that is going to be a huge key to whether or not we're successful in the game against Milan.
I haven't kind of given a look at the extended outlook. I think it's going to be dry for football. Crossing my fingers somewhat for that on Friday because I really haven't looked that far either. But if you look at your schedule, it's very busy going into early next week. I think the weather's going to be improved and warmer. And the girls are going to become very familiar with bus rides because you got a bunch of them coming up after Thursday.
Yeah, we do. I think we're going to Mercer on Monday, and then I think we're home Tuesday against Gallatin, and then I can't remember from there, to be quite honest with you, Tom. I try to do just a few games at a time, but yeah, we've got some longer bus rides coming up on our schedule.
Well, I'll tell you this, too, and I haven't made this announcement yet, but we will now on the air, that I was going into last night, and I was trying to decide on Tuesday. Well, do I go to Bethany for Trenton at South Harrison, or I go to Gallatin for Princeton at Gallatin? I was going to decide on who won the game last night. Obviously, it didn't happen, so I just kind of had to make one of those gut decisions, and I'm going Princeton and Gallatin on Tuesday, so I'll be there on KTTN on Tuesday night. I think it's a good matchup, and you're familiar with Gallatin, having seen them at the Jamboree a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we are, and, you know, Jamborees are good for getting to see people at different positions, and so you never know which version of a team you're actually seeing at a Jamboree. We did, I guess, beat them in our scrimmage, but like I said, you never know if they've got their best players in their best positions. So I am not, you know, taking that as we're going to go and get the win just because we beat them in the Jamboree. You know, I think that they're a much improved team. Kerrigan Baker is a little bit healthier this year, I think, so she's pitching probably better than she did last year, and that's going to be a huge factor for them, and I think that they're definitely going to have a more successful season this year.
Yeah, they're putting up some better numbers, there's no question about that. The rival game with Mercer on Monday, talk about the Lady Cardinals a little bit, Coach. They are at least very early returns this year. They're improved this year. They have some deeper numbers, and it looks like they're putting up some better numbers this year up there.
They've got good numbers in their program. I think that they've got more players out this year than they have in the last few years, which is great for them. And I know that they've got some talent in their younger grades. I think they brought in a pretty good-sized freshman class. So they're kind of like us in that regard, where they're going to play a lot of underclassmen. And so same like we were talking with Bethany, I think a lot of these girls know each other. They've grown up playing against or with each other. So it's definitely a story of we're both pretty familiar with each other, and it's always fun to play in that rivalry game against them.
And I'm sure this is, whether it's you or it's your athletic director, Scott Usry, you look and say, okay, we feel like we're going to be pretty good. We won a district title last year. We want to find a bigger school and test ourselves. Well, let's throw a trip to Chillicothe in there. You go to Danner Park on Saturday, and I know Chillicothe can beat the softball around pretty well, but it's not very often Princeton plays Chillicothe. I'm interested in seeing what happens in that one.
Yeah, you know, it's a team that we haven't played at the varsity level before, and they had reached out to us wanting to add us to their schedule, and it was only a benefit for us to go and play those bigger schools and see some good competition. We added a lot of new schools and bigger schools to our schedule this year, and Schuyler County, Chillicothe, Lathrop, Marceline. So we're definitely branching out and seeing some new teams and from some bigger schools to really test our skills and see how we stack up.
Are you just at the point here, Coach, where you kind of know what you have? You're four games in, and as you said, you're missing a couple of key pieces against South Harrison. You just want to, A, you want to build consistency, but B, you just want to have that consistent lineup, Lauren in the center circle, and kind of see where you can go and get some momentum going?
Yeah, definitely we look for that consistency. You know, we've had some movements around and brought in Megan Spencer to pitch and changes our lineup a little bit. So, you know, you do want to have consistency, but it's also nice to be able to have a little bit of flexibility if you need to make some subs. And so that's where we got to figure out if that situation comes again, like it did against South Harrison, what's going to be our best secondary lineup. So it's nice to have that flexibility where we do have some girls that can step in. But we still hope for that consistency, yes, and I think that helps the entire team to benefit in every game, just having that consistency.
Maysville won last night against South Harrison. The other three games in the conference eastern side, of course, were all rained out, and I think the interesting thing about it is you had Polo going to Milan. You had, Gallatin going up to Putnam County. Now, those were rained out earlier in the day. I think the reason was they had the same rain chances, but you don't want to make a hour and a half, 2 hour drive all that way and then have to come right back. You had the benefit of, hey, if it rains and it rains out as it happened, it's only 25 miles, so it doesn't ruin your night necessarily. Just drive home.
Absolutely. And I said that yesterday. At least it was just a trip to Trenton, and we were home 25 minutes later and didn't have to drive an hour and a half. So, yeah, I'll take that over the opposite any day.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see what that game is, too. Obviously, we're always interested in broadcasting the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Hopefully, we can get it in later on this season. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck against Milan tomorrow night.
Thanks, Tom.